helping shape policies to make certain they get the benefits they've earned.
Every time I turn around, my friends at PureTalk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to PureTalk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With PureTalk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. PureTalk.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Ontario's government now says it'll pull down a political ad that caused President Trump to say he's canceling trade negotiations with Canada. Premier Doug Ford says the ad will come down on Monday after airing during some major baseball games. The FBI has conducted a major drug bust in Philadelphia, taking nearly 30 defendants into custody. Director Kash Patel.
We have permanently removed a drug trafficking organization out of the streets of Philadelphia, and they're going to stop pouring guns and chemicals and drugs into our communities, and our children are safer today.
More than 500,000 federal workers missed their first full paycheck today on the 24th day of the government shutdown. Among those affected are Labor Department worker Imelda Avila Thomas and her husband, who are thinking ahead to the holidays.
The material stuff, I think we could go without, but we just need to get back to work.
This is ABC News. Russia's latest round of attacks on Ukraine included some advanced new weaponry. Details from ABC's Patrick Reeval at the Foreign Desk.
Russia launched a very intense artillery attack onto the southern city of Kherson using rocket artillery. Videos from there shows rockets raining down on a civilian area. And in general, we are seeing Russia step up its attacks against Ukrainian cities using more powerful weapons. In particular, we saw today for the first time what are known as glide bombs targeting the Ukrainian city of Odessa.
And an update on the Louvre heist. ABC News has now learned that investigators have collected more than 150 trace samples, including fingerprints, DNA, and other evidence from the scene, according to a source close to the French Interior Minister. The four thieves are still at large, having made off with the country's crown jewels this weekend. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off. Over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's Biggest Fall Sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Clouds thicken for tonight, some showers late and a low in the upper 30s. Maybe a morning shower, then for tomorrow a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-50s. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 50s on Sunday. Rain chances return again Monday and Tuesday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 51 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Parents of a 4-year-old West Allis boy face charges in the child's death. 31-year-old Charlotte Kurek and 21-year-old DeVario Cruz facing multiple felony charges in Milwaukee County Court for the death of Dante Campbell. Three teenagers have been arrested for what's described as a brutal attack on a student at Madison West High School. Police say the student was beaten and kicked in a bathroom late in the morning on October 15th and had to be hospitalized. The suspect ranging in age from 15 to 17. And arrests have been made in connection with an armed robbery last week in the Fox Valley. A 43-year-old man, 38-year-old man, and 24-year-old woman were all taken into custody after multiple search warrants were executed at locations in Oshkosh and Greenville. The armed robbery took place at a bank in Bear Creek, Wisconsin. Radio Network.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Abyss Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand. Advent Health of Durand, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Muldrive Eau Claire. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School District is receiving approximately $200,000 less in state equalization aid this year. One reason for the drop is the Milwaukee School District received a $100 million increase in state equalization aid funding. According to Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson, another reason for the drop in the district is the district spent less money last year.
Essentially, the less you spend, you will lose equalization aid on that the following year. So our July 1st aid estimate that the DPI puts out every year had shown that our equalization aid for 25-26 was going to be roughly the same as 24-25. They were basing that off of the budget that we submitted last year, which again showed a $200,000 deficit because of property that the district had purchased. Well, we didn't operate in a deficit last year. We actually had a swing. Not only did we not operate in a deficit last year, we actually added some additional dollars to our fund balance. So there was about a $250,000 swing to the positive. As a result, when we got our aid numbers last week from the Department of Public Instruction, we saw a $200,000 reduction because we spent less last year than what the state initially anticipated us doing.
The district is expected to have a $450,000 deficit in its fund balance for this school year. Crews were dispatched Thursday morning to the scene of a fire at the UW-Eau Claire campus. The fire was first reported just after 9:30 a.m. at Schneider Hall. Folks had to be evacuated from the building. Firefighters located the fire in the building's electrical transformer room and extinguished the flames. No injuries were reported. Feed My People Food Bank is urging community awareness and preparedness following the Wisconsin Department of Health Services announcement that November food share benefits will be delayed due to the continuing federal government shutdown. The delay could leave thousands of Wisconsin families waiting longer than expected for funds that they rely on to buy groceries. Executive Director Patrick Gallagher says if food share benefits are interrupted, the food bank simply does not have the capacity to fill all of the demand. To prepare for the expected surge, Feed My People's increasing food orders and expanding storage capacity, including converting a large cooler bank into freezer space to accommodate more non-perishable food items. Target will cut 1,800 corporate jobs in its first major layoff in 10 years. The announcement was sent to employees in a memo yesterday by Target CEO Michael Fodekel, who said the layoffs represent roughly 8% of its corporate workforce. A company spokesperson said 800 of those positions will no longer be filled, and the affected employees will be notified of the layoffs Tuesday. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Built, built on service.
At Admin Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
An investigation is underway after the death yesterday of a man in a Buffalo County workplace accident. Authorities say a 54-year-old worker was injured in a forklift accident at the Simrise pet food plant in Mondovi. That man died at the scene. No foul play is suspected at this time. Officials continue to investigate a plane landing at Chippewa Valley Regional Airport that triggered an emergency response. Reports say the plane touched down just before 8 a.m. yesterday amid concerns about landing issues. Firefighters from Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls waited on the tarmac before landing. The airport director confirmed that the plane landed safely with no injuries. Details about the aircraft origin type and passenger count remain undisclosed. A man who was the subject of a brief manhunt in Eau Claire in May of this year has been arraigned on a list of charges. Authorities say that 48-year-old Leo Lacey pulled a firearm on another individual on May 22nd at the Smoke Claire Tobacco Shop. The incident was reported to police and a search for the suspect began. Lacey was arrested a day later. He pleaded not guilty to charges, including possession of a firearm by a felon, false imprisonment, and resisting an officer. We're not done with mosquitoes here in western Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging everyone to continue to protect against mosquito bites after the Department of Agriculture reported a horse in Marathon County testing positive for eastern equine encephalitis, a virus that is rare but a serious disease. The positive test means there are still mosquitoes present here in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and other illnesses to people and animals. No human cases have been reported in the state so far this year, but since 2011, 3 of 7 human cases in Wisconsin occurred in October, a time when many think mosquitoes are no longer active. The virus spreads to humans, horses, and other animals through the bite of infected mosquitoes, which acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Staff members at a Holman wine bar on Wednesday found themselves dealing with a wild visitor. Surveillance video shows the moment and when a deer dashed across the street and through a window at the Lush Wine Bistro. The deer jumped behind the bar where it remained for a few seconds before running back out front and eventually exiting the business. No one was hurt. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10 off, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say goodbye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10 off to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
Hamlin on championship chances. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Eight drivers in this field today have an opportunity to win a championship.
For eight remaining drivers, what matters is the moment. Steel focus on detail. Driven by heart.
Let's get it done.
Steered by steady hands.
Metal.
And the resolve to make a run for the ages. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, brought to you by Xfinity at Martinsville. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC and streaming on Peacock.
Denny Hamlin believes he has a 25% chance to finally win a NASCAR Cup Series championship. It might not be his last attempt, but he's going to treat it as such.
I don't know if it's my best chance, but I'll certainly tell you that it could be the last. I'm not immune to say that, you know, it's a given I'm going to be back in this position next year. The competition is just too hard. Now, I think I'm good enough, but I think that there's circumstances sometimes that will keep you out. But this is what I know that I've got. I've got an opportunity. And so is this my last chance to win a championship? I will treat it that way.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Think about it. You take thousands of steps every day. Shouldn't every single one of them feel amazing? Well, with ArchFit hands-free Skechers slip-ins, they can. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides amazing arch support for all-day comfort. And best of all, you get all this comfort, stability, and support with the ease of Skechers slip-ins technology. Just slip them on. There's no bending down and no struggling to tie your shoes. Just step in and go. Try ArchFit hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Bucks shoot for their second straight win to start the NBA season tonight. They're in Toronto to take on the Raptors. 24th-ranked basketball Badgers open their exhibition season. They'll play host to Oklahoma at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Baseball's World Series finally here. The Dodgers open their title defense with Game 1 in Toronto against the Blue Jays. The football Badgers headed west. They'll square off tomorrow night against number 6 Oregon. The Packers wrapped up their practice week today. We'll head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers on Sunday night. Packer Micah Parsons on what the Packers can't allow Aaron Rodgers to do.
I would say don't let Rodgers get to his spot. Like, I would say when he's in sync, it's like poetry. Every throw's on the money. Everything's in sync. Like, you have to find ways to disrupt the tendencies, disrupt the spot, disrupt the way where he twists. Like, if he can't throw off his foot the right way, you know, those type of little things.
Hockey Badgers open a 2-game weekend series against Alaska Anchorage at the Kohl Center tonight. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
Hi, Jim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. I was talking to a buddy of mine recently who hunts pheasants without a dog. He's very successful. He says he has to hunt alone or with somebody that will actually listen to his instructions and do what he says. I'll tell you what those instructions are, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
My buddy hunts pheasants without a dog, and he's very successful. He says he has to hunt by himself or with someone that actually listens to what his instructions are and performs exactly the way he tells them to, which is move very slowly and very quietly. You don't want to push these birds because they'll run. That's the beautiful thing about a dog. A dog will pick up the scent, and it will follow that bird as it's running and eventually catch up to it and flush the bird. But that's not necessarily what happens when you're hunting without a dog. When you're hunting without a dog, those birds can hear you coming if you're making some noise, talking, or busting through the brush quickly. And they will actually run ahead of you or sometimes even get behind you. So what he does is he uses a crisscross walking method where he's back and forth and he's going very slowly and he's very, very quiet. And that way he can sneak up on those birds. And when he finally gets up on top of them, then they spook, then they flush, and then he gets the shot. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
At Skechers, comfort is a technology. That's right. You don't just make a shoe and hope it comes out comfortable. It takes research, innovations, compounds, engineering, and so much more to feel so comfortable you'd swear you're wearing pillows on your feet. We have features like Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam and fits like Relax Fit, Stretch Fit, Wide Fit, Arch Fit, and so many more to make the shoe feel like it was custom-made just for your foot. Plus, we have hands-free Skechers slip-ins technology. Just step it and go. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, some showers late and a low in the upper 30s. Maybe a morning shower, then for tomorrow a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-50s. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 50s on Sunday. Rain chances return again Monday and Tuesday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 51 degrees.
A lot more information coming at our growers and producers today, and that's had an effect on the markets once again. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Darren Fessler is joining us today. Darren, of course, with Lakefront Futures. And let's talk first on this Phase 1 agreement and the probe that's been put in place by the United States.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's they're going to check out, see if they abide by the Phase 1 trade agreement that the Biden administration didn't really hold China accountable. And to me, this is a very interesting headline, simply due to because we are planning on meeting U.S. and China over the weekend and already are. And then President Trump and Xi Jinping are going to be meeting here in the next week or so. You know, are they utilizing this headline or this announcement as a leverage ahead of the negotiations? I don't see how that's not a leveraging play. You know, basically, hey, China, you said this and you did this. You're not really holding up to your end of the bargain. I think that's where the United States is maybe has the upper hand on this. But again, I've gone always back to the mindset is you're not going to force the United States to do something. You're not going to force China to do something if neither one of those countries want to do it. And that's really at the end of the day of where we are at. And so hopefully we can find some common ground on some issues and we can get these bean exports rolling again here, because that's at the end of the day, that's what that's really what producers want and hope for.
What is the potential, Darren, that we might see some movement coming from next week's talks?
Yeah, I think the market has, as far as the beans are concerned, had probably already priced in some of these announcements, like maybe some goodwill offerings, if you will, from China. And, you know, is it going to move the needle in a massive scale? Probably not. I mean, to come out here and say China is going to buy a boatload or five or six of U.S. beans when Brazil is more competitive on price, I just don't, from an economic standpoint, see China doing that. Now, could China come in here and say, hey, you know what, we didn't abide by our deal, our announcement, and, you know, we're going to buy something. No question. We're going to buy some to kind of cool the waters, you know. I could definitely see that over a big announcement. Say, hey, we're going to be buying a, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 million metric tons of U.S. beans. I think that's a very far-fetched hope, especially when you get down to the economics of it.
Well, looking at that, I mean, you look at the president's talks with China, you look at the president's talks with Brazil. I mean, we're still into a lot of tariff discussions, and this is just something that just adds a whole nother layer to the fact that we're still not moving anywhere with the government shutdown, not getting reports, including this afternoon's cattle on feed report, and guys in D.C. went home for the weekend.
Yeah, and the stock market continues to make new highs. So it depends on how one wants to look at it, right? I mean, we're missing out on some important data. And while the government has been shut down, the market has been more friendly. Is that a good or a bad thing? I don't know. I think that at the end of the day, we still have some very good private analysts, private firms that can still provide us with some pretty good ideas. And the way the USDA has worked out in the past with these WASDE reports and how bearish they have been, I've been kind of more or less joking with clients. I mean, it's kind of a good thing that, hey, we're not maybe getting these reports here. You know, kind of let the market guess where we're at. And really, at the end of the day, it's about basis. And basis does a lot of talking. And you don't really need the USDA to say, hey, yield is this and this and this, when basis is kind of telling you, hey, there might be pockets of the country that are not so hot. And again, there is no question that Iowa is, I think, a bullseye for or a poster child, if you will, of disappointment. Because this crop is it's an okay crop. It's not it's far from what the USDA currently saw it in their previous August report. Far from that.
Do we see the chance for another, at least one rate cut coming from the feds?
Oh yeah. I don't doubt that, especially after this morning's CPI number, inflationary numbers, you know, definitely don't seem to be there. Now, again, I take that with a grain of salt, because you go to the grocery store, you go do anything, it's like, holy moly, these things are really high. So, but when we're looking at the headline CPI number, consumer price index, it was below what analysts expected. So I do think that we're going to see one, maybe two more rate cuts this year, one for sure. But again, does that spark inflationary fears? So far, that has not been the case. And obviously, the markets really like that CPI number, continue to make new highs in the equity markets. Again, it's a back and forth. Every announcement we've had so far, you've seen massive volatility within the metals market. Whether we're going to have earlier in the week, we were talking about maybe the government being open by now. Well, that's obviously not going to happen. Metals sold off, rallied back, sold off again. And then you get another announcement about these Russian sanctions, EU putting on sanctions, US putting on sanctions, and this oversold crude oil market really skyrocketed. And then you've seen corn and, you know, even wheat that has been absolutely obliterated here, well oversold, start to break out of a falling wedge pattern. So in this market, no matter if you're looking at cattle, well, you look at the cattle announcements about Argentina, this market is so sensitive right now to any sort of headlines, whether it be Russia, Ukraine issues, Argentina beef, China issues. This is a market where you take what the market gives you and you don't fight the tape. Whether that be equities, whether that be cattle, you follow the momentum closely here. You set target orders in here, especially on the grain side. If guys have to move bushels, cash flow, don't have the storage, set some targets. Now, we've had some decent moves in corn. We've had some decent moves in beans. Can we go higher? Sure. But if you want to have some lower risk trades, the volatility in these option markets are ridiculously cheap right now, especially if China comes back and if Brazil does have some issues later on in their growing year.
What about the limit down that we saw in the cattle market today after that glimmer of hope yesterday?
Well, so the glimmer of hope yesterday, it was a glimmer, and that was that would be probably putting it at best, because the way we finished yesterday, we came off well off those highs, finished in the lower 20% of the daily range yesterday, and it was just kind of setting up like, okay, we needed to get a close either back above the 20 on feeders, back above the 9 on fat. You failed to do both of those. And with the funds being as long as they are here, it was just, I think the market really got rubbed the wrong way with the comments about importing Argentine beef. And then you had some technical breakdowns. And then this morning, you were limit right off the get-go, pretty much within the first 20 minutes. And now you're getting the momentum side to really say, hey, we don't know what's going on right now, whether we're importing Argentine beef or whether we're not. And what we had heard, now again, I don't want to spread rumors, but there could be some more stuff that may come out here, but I don't want to be the one to put it out there. But that, there could be some other major issues that we've been talking about, maybe along the border, that could be impacting today's trade.
Anything else that you see? I mean, we're headed into a weekend, and we always seem to find some sort of news to be a market factor come Monday or even Sunday night. Any thoughts of what we should be thinking about as guys are in the combine if it's not raining?
Yeah, when you look at it, it's about headlines. And you know, we are meeting in South Korea with some of our representatives, not Trump and not Xi Jinping. But how do those early talks, how do they go? And then really, how do we look at and how does Putin feel about what has taken place here? And I think when you look at that aspect of, you know, just taking 2.2 million barrels of oil off the market every day, and then OPEC coming in and saying, hey, if these Russian sanctions last a while, don't worry, we're going to supply a backstop with the supply. Can we get crude oil off the ground? Can we get crude oil up towards the $70-$80 a barrel? I don't think we can, because there's still too much supply. And where that matters for corn, it matters for ethanol. It matters for the perception of the overall commodity complex. And again, you can't just rally commodities in gold and silver. You can on crude oil. And so the higher the crude goes, I think it provides an underlying bid for corn. But corn, the market in general, is going to be very, very neutral here. I think you can buy the dip. You have to sell the rips, because that's what the market's going to give you. Beans, you're relying on a hope. Every 50 to 70 cents, they have to be rewarded in this environment. Again, volatility is cheap if you still want to play in this market.
All right. Thanks so much. Darren Fessler joining us today with Lakefront Futures. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the Friday market wrap up right here on the American Ag Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. A few years ago, I had the chance to tour the Kinsey manufacturing plant near Marengo, Iowa. John Kinzenbaugh himself walked us through the plant and then into his private tractor collection. The sheer size and diversity of that collection has stuck with me, and now part of it is heading to auction. I'll have the details after this.
On the next Plan Smart, Grow Smart, we're going to hear from Michigan farmer Jeff Schluckbear. I asked him why he believes in using fungicides.
We've seen almost every year, especially in the last couple, where fungicides at the very least always gets you your money back. It always returns your investment. So with more disease pressure that we're seeing in this area, I'd say even the smallest of margins, you can see a benefit by spraying those fungicides on almost all of our crops.
Well, what kind of weed pressures do you get here?
So we're starting to get a little more of a diverse weed pressure here. That is something else that's coming up from the south.
Will you take a little bit of a weed challenge out there? Will you accept that?
We don't. We take pride in delivering a clean crop to the elevator. And then on top of that, if you let it go one year, it's going to be twice as bad the next year.
Join our conversation with Jeff as we plan smart and grow smart together. See it on the next This Week in Agribusiness. Or visit plansmartgrowsmart.com for more information.
John Kinzenbaugh launched what we now know as Kinsey Manufacturing in 1965 as a small welding and repair shop in Ladora, Iowa, before expanding into custom fabrication. Over time, he turned the business into a leading name in row crop planting, grain carts, and tillage equipment. Today, Kinsey is headquartered in Williamsburg, Iowa, with operations spanning both North America and parts of Europe. Kinzenbaugh remains involved in the company and continues farming, all while quietly building one of the most storied collections
collections of vintage tractors in America. On Tuesday, November 4th, Sullivan Auctioneers will host a no-reserve timed online auction of 150 original and restored tractors drawn from the Kinzenbach collection. The tractors will be housed in Williamsburg, and prospective buyers can view them during an open house from October 27th through October 30th. Now, this will be the first time tractors from the Kinzenbach collection have ever been offered to the public. Most of the machines have been stored indoors, many have like new tires, and many have been started regularly. In addition to the core vintage tractors, the auction catalog includes some non-running tractors, parts, original tire lots, and a selection of newer machinery from Kinsey's factory or dealership offerings. You'll see John Deere, International, Alice Chalmers, Ford, Case, Massey Harris, and Ferguson, and rarer names like OTA and Honeybee, all spanning many decades. Some standout pieces have already drawn attention, like a 1972 John Deere 4020 with a mechanical front that's been fitted with massive tires. It's called a Monster 4020 and a three-wheeled 1958 Honeybee loader, as well as several older model John Deere combines. For many in the farming and collecting circles, this auction represents more than just a sale of old tractors. It's the transfer of a legacy. As the Kinzenbachs pare back their private collection, they're giving new generations the chance to own machines that carry stories. I'll have more when we come back.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Well, if you're a tractor collector, a farm machinery enthusiast, or just someone who simply appreciates classic iron, the John Kinzenbach auction is worth checking out. The full catalog and details are online at the Sullivan Auctioneers website, and as a reminder, that sale gets underway on November 4th. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with the experts at BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, some showers late and a low in the upper 30s. Maybe a morning shower, then for tomorrow a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-50s. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 50s on Sunday. Rain chances return again Monday and Tuesday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 51 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't.
by, living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while if you don't believe me. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms round me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
I've been called a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. To my success, a good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get in. Got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money. Thank God for you. I gotta thank Mama for the teaching,
sing along.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN. get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave. I just had that one drink, and we've all gotta be up early, boys. We ought to shut her down. Just take it to the house before anybody starts getting crazy.
Couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end, just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I I'm probably lucky I'm alive.
except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. I'll tell the truth except when I lie.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your